Welcome, everyone, to our free newbie lesson of the week. It's called Is It Far? My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Is it far?
It's a very useful expression.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you're out and about and you're trying to look for some place, you want to know how far is it.
Right. I imagine tourists would use this a lot.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. So the keyword is ¿Está lejos?
¿Está lejos? Okay, that's the title. Is it far?
That's right. So let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Voy a la tintorería.
Ok.
¿Está lejos?
5 cuadras.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
Second time.
Voy a la tintorería.
Ok.
¿Está lejos?
5 cuadras.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
Third time.
Voy a la tintorería.
Ok.
¿Está lejos?
5 cuadras.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
Okay, we're back and let's do a translation.
Voy a la tintorería.
I'm going to the dry cleaners.
Voy a la tintorería.
I'm going to the dry cleaners.
Voy a la tintorería. Okay.
Okay.
¿Está lejos?
Is it far?
¿Está lejos?
Is it far?
¿Está lejos? A 5 cuadras.
5 blocks away.
A 5 cuadras.
About 5 blocks.
A 5 cuadras. Ay, no. Ve tú.
Nah, you go.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
Forget it. You go.
I know, ve tú.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, 5 blocks?
5 little blocks. Well, that's a long time to be hauling, you know, your dry cleaning.
Well, it depends where you are. You know, there's places that 5 blocks
is a long time. You need to take the subway.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. Depends where he is.
Right. Okay, let's take a look at these sentences. So the first one says, I'm going to the dry cleaners.
Voy a la tintorería.
What is that word for dry cleaners?
Tintorería.
Tintorería.
I love that word.
Tintorería.
Yes, okay. It's like tinta. Okay. You know, tinta is ink.
Ink, right.
Yeah, tintorería. So you're going to take out the ink and the spots. And
got it.
Yeah. Tintorería.
Tintorería. Okay. So I'm going to the tintorería. I'm going to the dry cleaners.
Voy a la tintorería.
Voy a la tintorería. There's 3 words there. Let's look at the first one. Voy is ir, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? The verb to go.
That's right. Very irregular.
Okay. So the first person form is I go. Voy.
Yo voy.
Yo voy. Okay. And then the next 2 words are tiny words. A la.
A la. To the.
To the. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's put it together. I'm going to the dry cleaners.
Voy a la tintorería.
And the answer is okay.
Okay.
Is that how you say okay in Spanish?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Did we get that from Spanish?
Well, no.
Okay.
In fact, this okay, it's from the Americans.
Oh.
Yeah. It means 0 kills.
0 kills?
Yeah. You didn't know this?
I don't.
From the Civil War, because they didn't want to kill, you know, Americans. So they were like 0 kills. Okay. Okay.
Did you just make that up?
I did not. Someone told me. I'm serious.
Okay. So what are Spanish speakers doing using this word?
Everybody use this.
Okay. All right. Enough. So.
¿Está lejos?
¿Está lejos? Thank you. Is it far?
¿Está lejos?
Okay. So the word for far?
Lejos.
Lejos. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lejos means far away. Mm-hmm. Right? And then we're using the verb estar here, and it's in the third person singular. So.
¿Está?
¿Está? Okay. This is, it is, right? It is. So is it far?
¿Está lejos?
Uh-huh. And remember to put that question intonation on it, right?
¿Lejos?
¿Está lejos?
Yeah. Right?
If it wasn't a question, you just say, ¿Está lejos?
Yeah.
That's the answer. That's a period. Okay? ¿Está lejos? And the answer is 5 blocks away.
A 5 cuadras.
A 5 cuadras. Okay? So what's the word for blocks?
Cuadras.
Cuadras. Cuadras. This is the block,
mm-hmm.
Right? 5 of them.
A cinco.
Cinco. Cinco is number 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we add that a before cinco to mean it's that far away.
Yes.
Right? So in English, we might say that far away, or we might just say 5 blocks. But in Spanish, you have to say a 5 cuadras. Right?
Yeah, it's like the distance.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So one more time, 5 blocks away.
A 5 cuadras.
Okay. Now the person changes their mind. They're like, forget it.
I know.
I know.
Okay. Ve tú.
So ve tú, that's like a command, right?
Yeah, you go.
We actually see the word for you here, right?
Yeah, tú.
Tú, tú means you. The command for go.
Ve.
Ve, right? That's the verb ir. It's super irregular. Ve. Okay, so if you want to tell someone, you go.
Ve tú.
Ve tú. Now, what is this? I know. What is that?
That's complaining Latino style.
Okay.
I know.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, it's so... Okay, we'll talk about the culture after the dialogue.
Okay, let's listen to it again 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Voy a la tintorería.
Okay.
¿Está lejos?
5 cuadras.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
Second time.
Voy a la tintorería.
Ok.
¿Está lejos?
5 cuadras.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
Third time.
Voy a la tintorería.
Ok.
¿Está lejos?
5 cuadras.
Ay, no. Ve tú.
All right, we're back, Liliana. So you want to go to the dry cleaners?
I know.
I know.
I know. In fact, I want to talk about two things. The first one, cuadras.
Cuadras?
Cuadras, that's the way in Mexico, Latin America, they use it. Mm-hmm. Okay? But there's a lot of countries that they don't say cuadras.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they say manzanas.
Manzanas means apples.
Mm-hmm. So you can say it's 3 manzanas, which means it's 3 blocks.
Okay.
Or there's another way that they say bloques.
Bloques.
Yes.
Where do they say that?
In Spain, sometimes they say bloques. So it can be cuadras, bloques, or manzanas.
Right. Now, our friend Esti is from Spain, and she was telling us, she tells us every chance she gets, that she doesn't think in terms of blocks.
Yeah.
So when I say something, oh, it's 5 blocks away, she has a hard time, you know, conceptualizing.
Like, you know, Spanish.
Well, if you grow up in one of those medieval cities, you know, all their streets are curved, and, you know, they don't have the grid system like we have.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, and the second thing is the complaining.
I know.
I know. So this is going to be the challenge for today.
Okay.
You're going to complain in Latino style.
Excellent.
So you're going to go, I know.
I know.
Okay.
All right, folks. If you have a question or a suggestion for us, or you just want to leave a comment, come to SpanishPod.com. And if you're listening for free on iTunes or something, you can sign up for a free 7-day trial and check out all of our features, including the videos. We got a cooking video, we got a grammar video, we got all kinds of things for you to check out. So that's at SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.